19 Colorado communities, so cities and towns, asked voters for money in one form or another for things like transportation and open space. Sam Mamet of the Colorado Municipal League has been tracking the results. And Sam, a total of 19 such measures on the ballot, as we said. What's the scorecard?
14 passed, 5 failed.
14 of 19. Surprising to you?
No, I think with some limited exceptions, when the economy was in a deep recession and voters were rejecting some of these questions, on balance, since 1992, at the municipal level, voters have said yes to these kinds of questions far more than they've said no.
Well, let's look at some of the individual questions. Tick off a few for us that passed.
In the town of Calhan, out east of Colorado Springs, voters there approved the sales tax increase for street improvements. In Larkspur, small community down in Douglas County, south of Castle Rock, the voters there approved a property tax for improvements to their water well system and a $2 million bond issue to go along with paying for those improvements. And in Boulder, they have a very interesting excise tax that they dedicate the revenues to a climate action plan that was up for renewal this year, and the voters approved a 5-year extension of that tax.
Well, among the 5 that failed on Tuesday, will you talk to us about one or two?
Yes. Aurora had a bond issue before the voters on Tuesday, a $74 million bond issue for various transportation-related projects, and that was defeated. That was the biggest bond issue at the city level we had across the state. In the city of Fountain, which is south of Colorado Springs, they had a property tax measure on the ballot to build a new fire station and staff it, and that was defeated.
Denver, Castle Pines, and Centennial did something called de-brucing. The Bruce that's being undone here refers to Douglas Bruce, author of the Tabor Amendment, Taxpayer Bill of Rights. This gets a bit complicated, but I'd like you to walk us through what de-brucing is. And let's say that in all 3 communities, voters agreed to de-bruce.
That's correct. And what this means, when the voters approved the Tabor measure in 1992 as a constitutional amendment, that measure imposes certain spending and revenue limitations, but there is a provision which allows voters locally, as well as on the state level, to approve the retention of certain revenues collected from taxes that may exceed the limitation on their revenues from one year to the next, as calculated by Tabor. And you can either keep those revenues or have to refund them as a tax credit in some manner. And the Supreme Court has said if local governments wish to go to the voters and ask to retain these revenues, they can do that. And that's precisely what Castle Pines and Centennial and Denver did on Tuesday.
What does that mean for Denver, for instance?
Well, it means that they're able to keep, I believe it's over $60 million to be able to spend on basic core services like police and fire and infrastructure.
I'll just quickly run through a few other funding measures that were on the ballot. In Aspen, a sales tax for schools.
Yes, this one is very interesting to me. Aspen now joins 2 other cities in the state, Steamboat Springs and Black Hawk. These are the only 3 cities, now including Aspen, where they have a specifically dedicated city-collected sales tax that is dedicated for use by the school district.
And I'll point to one more before we go, and that is the trend, I guess, of communities looking for sales tax money for open space. So Boulder, Lafayette, and Louisville, are those new taxes or just continuations of old ones?
They are extensions of old ones, and the imposition of sales taxes for open space acquisition is one that has been practiced at the local level for well over 25 years. It's a commonly accepted practice of financing open space improvements. And, of course, they're able to leverage the funds that they raise locally with state grant programs, like through the Great Outdoors Colorado program, with their local lottery dollars. So they get a lot of bang for the buck out of this. These are very popular at the local level.
And that's Sam Mamet there, Executive Director of the Colorado Municipal League.